Blog Talk Radio.
To Blog Talk Radio. My name is Darlene Lewis, and I'd like to welcome you to the show, Hear No Evil. You can call us every Thursday at 6:30, and the number to call in is 347-989-0761. For some strange reason, of all beautiful days, we have been having a lot of technical difficulties here in the studio. So until our switchboard is up again, many of the callers may not be able to call in, but you can always listen in at blogtalkradio.com/hearnoevil every Thursday at 6:30. But today we're going to talk about a few issues that are very, very serious. And one of the topics that we definitely will be talking about will be on the subject of unprotected sex. There have been some alarming numbers that the Center for Disease Control has been putting out there, stating that African-American women between the ages, now listen carefully, between the ages of 17 to 49 are the number one cases for herpes. Herpes, everyone. Understand this. This is either another form of discrimination, or, and if that is the case, then the amount of cases of herpes, it has risen in such an alarming rate that they are now singling out African American women. Now, this could be two reasons. One, a lot of men that have been exposed to herpes or HIV are incarcerated and not getting the proper medical care. Some of them are bisexual and they're coming home to be with women and not being honest with women about their sexual activities in prison and passing on this horrible disease to black women. And how is this possible? Well, it is easily possible because a lot of men have not admitted to their mates that they are bisexual. And for a lot of women, they have accepted some of these men that are coming home from the penitentiary, not really, really realizing how detrimental their lives are. And they're putting their lives in the hands of people that they don't know what their sexual activities were in jail. And they're assuming that the men are the same men before they went to jail. So it's a very, very sad situation that women are being victims here in America and even in Africa. There is a very, 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 very large population of African women that have been studied, and they also have the HIV or the AIDS virus. This is an epidemic that, if not checked immediately, is going to wipe us out as we know it. At an alarming rate, this is happening too much, and there are certain signs that let you know when a person has various symptoms that you can look for. There are two types of herpes. One is the genital herpes, and one is the oral herpes. And the clear signs for the oral herpes is that cold sore that you see. They're scabs, or sometimes they just look like fever blisters. Some call it mononucleus or whatever. But I know for a fact that whoever is kissing anyone that has scabs or bumps on their lips is risking. There are things that you can do if you are having sex with people that are coming home from jail, or just in general. You need to protect yourself. You must always protect yourself. Even if you are married, protect yourself. There are dental dams, condoms, etc. We have some callers calling in. Welcome to Hear No Evil. I'm Darlene Lewis. Thank you for calling in. Who's on the air?
This is Tiffany McLean. How are you?
Hi, Tiffany McLean. I see there's two callers on the air. Who's calling? Hello? Okay, we have one caller that probably was dropped. Hi, Tiffany McLean. How are you?
I'm good. And yourself?
I'm fine. Tiffany, the topic for today is, why are you having unprotected sex? You know, the media has promoted sexual freedom, gay pride, as well as sexually transmitted diseases, and the news reports that women are being exposed to genital herpes at an alarming rate, especially in the black and Latino community. With this information, why is it that men and women are still indulging in unprotected sex? So I'd like to know, do you have an opinion on this, and what do you recommend?
Well, Well, I think personally that it started when Magic Johnson came out, because before he came out, it was AIDS, you know, people dying every day on the news. You heard about people dying and stuff. And then once Magic Johnson came out and said that he had it, it was like, oh, Magic Johnson has it. He's not dying. He looks healthy. It's okay. He has his wife. She tested negative. He has a son. He tested negative. He's all right. And now, I think that happened in 1996.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's 2010, and he's still alive. So, therefore, when these celebrities do something and, you know, they're not punished for it, people tend to think it's okay because they feel familiar with these people. And then the women, they're insecure. They're with their man. Their man says, oh, the condoms don't feel right, and I want to feel it raw and all this other stuff. And sometimes it's out of desperation because they think they can keep this man by pleasing him.
Mm.
But it's all about, you know, it's just crazy. Self-esteem has a lot to do with it. Some women think they have to sleep with every guy that they get with to prove themselves to them. It's crazy.
I'm sorry, Tiff. We have another caller on the air. Welcome to blogtalkradio.com/hearnoevil. I have a caller on the air.
Hey, what's up? It's Miss Cash.
Hi, Miss Cash. How are you?
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, we hear you. The topic that we are talking about here on the radio show today is something that you would probably be interested in. And we have someone by the name of Tiffany McLean calling in, and she was giving her opinion of why people are having unprotected sex. And Tiffany, you raised a lot of good points in regards to Magic Johnson being a celebrity, and most people feel that if he's not bad looking because of the AIDS or HIV virus, that it's okay for them to go without unprotected sex. And then you mentioned, Tiffany mentioned that the men have women that want to please them, and the men state that they are. You mentioned that they don't like the way the condom.
Carlene,
may I
ask one more thing?
I'm sorry.
Carlene, may I say one more thing?
Uh huh.
Before I forget, another thing too is, you know, the media and everybody talks about how, you know, how you can live with HIV, AIDS, and everything, but they don't show the other side. They don't show the people looking sick. They don't show, you know, people on their deathbeds. They don't show the negative side of it. They just show the good part. So when people see all this positive, all the positives, then they don't even think about the negative. So they say, okay, if I get this, I can live with it because I'm going to be all right. But there's a lot of people that die from it every day.
Well, you know, I was watching the news this week and last week, and Ms. Cash, you could jump in if you like.
Okay.
They were talking about black women. They singled out black women as being the number one victims of hepatitis and herpes, ages 17 to 49. Those are alarming. That's the entire population of single women. You know, think about it. These women are laying with these guys, having unprotected sex, not knowing that these guys have herpes, or they're disregarding the symptoms of the disease, like bumps on the genital areas, cold sores on the lips, a lot of itching and scratching, burning.
Black females, you know, it's a lot, you know, I see a lot of white women that have a lot of cold sores and stuff on their mouth, and they just say, oh, just throw some blisters on it. No, that is a form of herpes as well. So they just act like, oh, that's just because of, you know, the weather and things of, you know, that nature. It's still a form of herpes.
But you know what's bothering me is that the media is only singling out black women and Latina women. You know, I mean, it's just like a systematic new way of using discrimination as a form of not to deal with us. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
And I think, but at the same time, with these statistics, I think that young women, old women should check themselves out. having unprotected sex, whether you're married, single with somebody, is always playing Russian roulette with your life. I mean, that's
I believe people should go and get tested every 3 months now that people aren't waiting as long as they used to wait. Like before, you know, you meet a guy, you wait, you know, at least a month or two before, you know, get to know him before you, you know, make that move. Now girls are like going to the club and just leaving the same night with him. Like, you
know. That's tacky. A lot of girls have lowered their standards, and it's also the way you're raised and, you know, your maturity level, you know, and also self-esteem and your standards. People have to raise their level of standards because you're on a job for 3 months. You don't get you don't even get insurance or benefits until you pass probation. So why are people giving up, you know, the goodies? At least, you know. So testing people, and I'm going to tell you something. Just because you meet somebody and you get tested, it doesn't mean that they're safe. Like you said, every 3 months, because you never know the same person that you're sleeping with, they could sleep with somebody else. You know, so I want to thank you guys for even talking about that topic, because that, to me, is something that as women we have to educate each other and go back and tell people, you know, listen, are you using condoms, you know, or are you having protected sex? And we have another caller on the line. Welcome to Hear No Evil.
Hello, my name is Arthur French. And I was director of Pecong, so I just thought they told me to call this number, so here I am.
Oh, thank you. Actually, I am glad to have you on. Ladies, Miss Phyllis Yvonne Stinkney, notable comedian and actress, is starring in your production, I understand. Could you let our listening audience know exactly what the story is about, how they can go about getting tickets?
Well, you know, if Deborah Ann is there, she's the boss. She can give you all of that. I think all the numbers and all of the places to call. I don't know, is Deborah Ann on?
Deborah Ann, are you on? Deborah Ann, no, I'm sorry. No one named Deborah Ann is on my screen.
Oh, because I'm out, and they called me and asked me to call in.
Glad to have you on. I was amazed at the fact that the National Black Theater is having such great classy work being done, and you're directing this, and I'm very proud of the fact that that you did choose the National Black Theater to do it. But what is the story about?
Well, the story is a Pecong is a kind of a verbal musical battle where people sort of insult each other in a musical form and in a general fun form, in sort of a carnival form, and the one who gets the best insult in, or the one who stops the other one from insulting the other one, wins the Pecong. And it's a big kind of festive thing that goes on, you know, pre-Lenten, and they just have fun and see who's the champion at really rhyming things and telling stories and really insults to one another.
So like
sort of
dozens?
Like a Caribbean version of the dozens, yeah.
Wow.
But cleaner.
That sounds very interesting. We seem to have another caller on. Welcome to Hear No Evil.
Hello there. This is Deborah Ann Bird, producing.
There she is.
Hi, Deborah. How are you?
I'm well.
We
you.
Have some callers on, Tiffany and Miss Cash, and now we have the director of Pecong, and we would like you to let the viewers and the listening audience, those of us that are listening online, to tell us how they can get tickets and how long will the play be running.
Well, the play will be running from now through March 28th. You can get tickets online at takewingandsoar.org or smarttix.com. SmartTix is SmartTix.com.
Okay, and you have Miss Phyllis Yvonne Stinkney, who is an illustrious actress and comedian who has starred in so many movies, and she has a book, some books out, I believe, like a CD or poetry, and I'm just wondering, how did you decide to choose her for the part?
Well, Miss Stickney is, of course, as you know, a wonderful actress, and as I was looking for someone to play Granny Root, we originally had Lilias White, but Lilias White is on Broadway now in a show and was not available. And so I just so happened to bump into Miss Stickney, and I realized that she is indeed someone who could hold the role, knowing that she had the accent, knowing that she had the presence. When she was in Stella Got a Groove Back, she played a woman, a strong mother type,
mm-hmm.
with a Caribbean accent.
Mm-hmm.
And so I knew that she could be right for the role, and then we just cultivated her, pursued her, and indeed she accepted, and here we are today, indeed.
Well, you know, Phyllis Yvonne Stinkney, I remember Phyllis Yvonne Stinkney from her phrase, Power of the Booty.
Oh, yeah.
Hi.
Hi. We have another caller on.
This is Phyllis Stinkney. I just have to have to help you out with my name. It's not Stink. You're making me stink.
No, I'm just Stinkney. Oh, Phyllis. Oh, Phyllis.
Girl, Stink. I'm stinking.
Oh, my God. I am so sorry, Phyllis. I'm sorry, but thank you for calling us. You don't realize how much of an impact you have had on my life. The first time I ever saw you perform, and I'm going to take you back a few years, you performed at a small club called The Cellar. Do you remember that?
Yes, I remember The Cellar. Can't forget that. That was a landmark in my personal career and comedy as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, I knew the owner and the son of the owner used to date a girl that won Star Search, but the owner used to like me, and he would have me come there and videotape people. And one night, my videographer forgot to load the tape, and you performed. And when I went to get the tape, and the tape wasn't in there, I was crushed, and I was so embarrassed. I was like, I'll never get this opportunity again. And then you went on, and your life just changed. But I never forgot you from that moment. And this is like 360 degrees again to have you call in my radio show and to have the opportunity to actually tell you how much I loved you and so proud of you. And I've been following your career from afar, watching you grow and watching you stay true to yourself. And I am very proud to know that you kept it going and you inspire so many people. And a lot of people don't know, but I know that if it wasn't for you, there probably wouldn't even be a televised version of the Apollo.
Well, you know, there's a lot of things that I'm grateful. I thank you, you know, for remembering and for inviting us to come on. You know, media has changed so much. We're doing blog radio, internet radio. So,
yes.
So much has changed. So much has grown. But for me, the one constant has been my commitment to what I was taught and how I was raised as a theater enthusiast, as a child of the theater, and especially in the Harlem community, which was the first community that embraced me back as an artist. And so Pekong gives me an opportunity to explore and examine what it is to be an artist in the theater, and I'm just grateful for the opportunity always to share it.
And so now this is running, as you said, at the National Black Theater, I believe. I have my information correctly.
Yes, that's correct.
And it's until March
28th.
March the
28th. Yes.
Now, will it go on the road? Is it going to travel?
Well, we'll have to look at that and look into that and see if that is a possibility. Indeed, we must talk with the playwright and the people, the powers that be. And we'll see from there. But in the meantime, we're here now.
We're here.
It's great.
And people
got
to come on out and
indeed,
see it,
indeed.
You know.
Well, I'm definitely going to come and bring a handheld video camera this time because I have.
No, you can't do it. Can't do it. Let me stop you now before you go another further because I'm so glad. I was, as you were telling the story, I'm saying, God was in there. That's why they didn't videotape it.
No, I'm not talking about the performance. I'm talking about to interview you.
Oh, welcome to the performance. We have to go in.
No, honey. Listen, one thing about me, I've grown too, and I don't do free video. I don't do video filming for free. No. What I'm talking about is interviewing you on a one-on-one, interviewing the director, the producer, and like to promote you on the television program that I now have on Time Warner, which is called Celebrity Showcase. And it is a great program for theater, for comics, for small businesses and large businesses, but it also promotes the legends. And you are a living legend.
Oh, and now, hold up. I'm like, woo, I made my contributions.
You are a living legend, young lady.
I'm a French living legend. I thank you for that, you know, for that tribute. But I'm like, I'm growing to be. I'm striving to be, you know.
Yeah.
And I just
want
to make sure that the work that I do is honest and the work that I do is real. Mm-hmm. And that I remember from whence I came, you know. It was a different atmosphere in the theater when I came. So people like Deborah Bird, who has kept Quatois going, and the fact that we're right now, the production is at the National Black Theater, which I say was an institution. The building still exists, but the programs are not what they once were in terms of what we're being offered to people in the community. So when you see people like Deborah, who has a producing company that is still producing, unlike when I came here, there were over 100 black theater companies that were producing. So we don't have that plethora of companies like we used to. Mm-hmm. So we have to really, as consumers of art and patrons of the art, we really have to support when we see someone they're doing and what they're keeping the legacy, if you will, alive. Arthur French is a living legend, is our playwright. He's one of the living playwrights. So many of the plays that we do often are by people that are no longer with us, especially the classics. And I think Pekong is definitely a classic. And something that, from the reports of the audiences that have attended the performances so far, everyone has a good time. There's a lot. There's a message in it, but there's a lot of humor in it. There is some intrigue and magic, and it's really something that's a good, affordable a ticket and an evening out for a live experience in theater, and that is rare.
And it brings class to Harlem once again, brings theater back, you know, a place for people to go because so many people have gone to Broadway and go downtown, and no one seems to want to come uptown for the excitement how it used to be because Harlem used to be known for such great clubs and theaters. And like you said, it's very rare to have a producer, especially a female producer. You know, you gotta like really give kudos to Deb for that also. And I'm so happy to know that you are playing in this, and we have as a community have to make sure that this play stays longer than it does. So I'm gonna do what I have to do to get the word out. And you
well,
never
well,
know.
I wanna be honest with people. They have to come during this time. They have to come. We have to, as a people, begin to do things in a timely fashion.
Mm-hmm.
Because what happens to me especially, people say, oh, when I can see you or something, or when you're going to be doing something, or when the next time I'm doing it now.
Exactly.
You know, you don't always have that opportunity to do something again, or, you know, we won't be able to recreate this moment.
Mm-hmm.
This is the moment to come and support Twas and Pekong. We're there for the 28th because the future of it, as it exists, is different when you begin to understand what kind of, this is a showcase, and so a showcase can only last for so long.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't want people to think that we were not successful. The reality is, a showcase only allows Deborah and Twas to have this production for 4 weeks.
Limited engagement, indeed.
Limited engagement. So we don't even want them to say, well, let's wait till it, you know, it's so good. But regardless of how fabulous we may be, limited engagement in this situation means that on the 28th of March, unfortunately, we're going to have to, you know,
turn in our
costumes on this leg.
Well, I am
so looking forward
to seeing the play and seeing your performance and seeing some of the new people that you probably have.
Absolutely.
You know, have out, because a lot of people may have never performed before, so you never know.
And it's Lorna Houghton plays Medea. We have Carl O'Brien Williams, who plays Creon. David Heron is a lovely Jason. We have some, Albert Eggleston, the third, who plays Cedric. George Sylvester, Persis, Kim Weston Moran, Faustina. And then there's a lovely ensemble headed by Warren Jackson. Then there's Natalie Clark, who actually this is her debut on stage here in this kind of work in the States. She basically does a lot of marketing and will be familiar to a lot of people from a totally different arena. And Darylyn Ray, just a wonderful group of new people. But the show has a wonderful, wonderful experience, I think, a theatrical experience, and something that reminds us of when we, like you said, the good old days,
mm-hmm.
and doing live theater and in Harlem. You can just get on the bus, take a stroll. The weather is warming now, but it's a good time and a good place to be, to come with family. Unfortunately, I want to be real and say, I would say not for children under the age of
14.
16.
At least 16, that's good.
Yeah, at least 16.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because it does have a little mature stuff going on sometimes.
Okay.
Indeed.
Well, that's good to know. So when I promote it, I'll let people know. This is beautiful. I'm glad to have you all on. And I understand, are you performing tonight?
Indeed.
Yes, I'm actually going to be later than I would like to be, but I had to take this opportunity.
Yes.
I said, well, I would have been in the car trying to get there, but I said, no, let me make the call first and have the interview first, and then I will be able to get there and get in costume and get ready to bring Granny Root to life again tonight.
Well, I don't want to hold you up, because I don't want those people saying, well, it was Darling Lewis from Blog Talk Radio holding Phyllis up from performing. But I want to.
Oh, no, 8 o'clock curtain, darling. You know, the show must go on. I'm real school.
Okay.
If I have to make the entrance from the elevator, the show will go on.
Oh, my God. I'm so glad to hear from you, Phyllis. You really have no idea how. And I know we have some other callers on. Hello, I know we had a miscast, a new rap. I heard her music on High 97. Are you still there, Miss Cash? Hello, Miss Cash? Okay, I guess she disappeared. I guess our conversation became so beautiful that she had to let it go. But I'll play her music later on. But I want to thank you all and thank Natalie Clark for reaching out to FutureNetworkProductions.com to let us know about the play. And I definitely will support this play, and I will let other television producers that I'm working with know about your projects. And Take Your Wings and Soar is a good production. I see it all the time. I'm on the email list, so I catch all of the information.
Oh,
and
great.
I'm so glad that you're in New York, and I will get an opportunity to meet you in the future.
Indeed. Thanks so much for having us.
Thank you for calling in. And
thank
I wish you.
You
a lot of luck tonight and for the entire month. And I'll get down there one of these days this week, celebrating my birthday for a whole month. So that'll be my birthday present to myself.
Indeed.
All right.
Okay.
At the theater.
I will definitely see you. Have fun.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You're on the air. Hello. Wow, that was a great interview with the cast of Kong and the director and the producer. Make sure you guys get out to the National Black Theater. That is on 125th Street and 5th Avenue. TakeYourWingsAndSoar.com is where you can get your tickets for the play Pecong, P-E-C-O-N-G. And as soon as we find out about Phyllis's next play, we will also let you know about that as well. But we had Miss Cash on, and she wasn't able to stay on. But we'll be right back after this song by Mariah Carey.
Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning.
Inspiration from Miss Mariah Carey when she hit those notes, but it's just something about the spirit of most of her songs when she's really, really feeling it is when I think she takes control over her octaves, because sometimes she'll start out her songs with a very low register, and then when she's really, really feeling it, and then, of course, if she has that background chorus coming in there, you can never, ever, ever get enough of Miss Mariah Carey. I love her, and I wish her the best in her life. Don't forget, you can always call us every Thursday at 6:30 at 347-989-0761. You never, never, never know who's going to call in. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Welcome to Hear No Evil.
Yes. Peace.
Hi, how are you? Who's calling?
This is Yoda.
Hello, Yoda. How are you?
I'm good. How you doing?
Okay. The topic for this evening we are talking about is unprotected sex. Now, you are the first male that have called in. And we want to talk about this subject because at an alarming rate, women are being diagnosed with hepatitis, with herpes, with HIV, with all of these sexually transmitted diseases, and a lot of times they are contracting it from their partners who have multiple sexual partners. And so as a male, from a male point of view, would you like to talk about this epidemic and how it can be resolved?
Well,
hello.
Yeah, I'm here. that's a mouthful you said there. Well, but you're right though. It is really an epidemic, and it does need to be addressed. I mean, you know, we're losing too many young people, especially now, at alarming rates to diseases and, you know, such, you know, unreversible diseases. And it's not like back in the days where, you know, you go get a little shot or something and you know you're cured. Nah, now it's, you know, unprotected sex means death, you know, so we really do have to watch what we're doing out there and, you know, how do you say, just, you know, wrap it up, you know?
Wow, you made a statement that sounds like a slogan. Unprotected sex means death.
It's real. It's not a slogan. It's real.
That is so real. I mean, and when you hear, like you made another statement, you said young people. Why is it that so many young people are so careless?
Well, you know, I mean, that goes, see, now we're at a whole nother talk show. Because now we're talking about a whole slew of things that's going wrong in today's society. You know, and number one is the mentorship, you know, the parenting, teaching, and nobody's teaching, you know, the youth today. You know, those who are teaching, they're falling short because they don't have any support from those in the community. You know, I mean, there's nobody for the youth to really turn to, look up to, and speak to about these things, so they're going at it on their own. And when they go at it on their own, what do they turn to? These crap videos, you know, that's out there with the disrespect of the women and, you know, the women half naked dancing around and, you know, dudes just doing whatever. I mean, so, and it's, and you know what? The sad part about it, it's by design.
What do you mean it's by design?
Okay. We have what when you watch a Tell Live Vision program, who puts it on the air? A programmer. So now we have Tell Live Vision programming. What are they programming? You have a video programmer, a music programmer. You know what I mean? So when we're listening and watching these things and we're being programmed at the same time, it's something I like to say, okay, here comes Monday morning. You hear the wackest record on the in the world on the radio. Tuesday, the same record comes on. After hearing it 20 times a day, you might tap your foot a little bit and bob your head. Here comes Thursday. It comes on, and you bouncing around and dancing. Friday comes along, and you're like, ah, that's my jam. No, it's the same whack record you heard Monday. But you heard it 20 times a day for 5 days in a row, and now you're programmed to think you like it. It's still the same crap record you heard at the beginning of the week.
So basically, you're right. It is by design, and it's familiarity because it's already in the back of someone's memory bank, and so now they've gotten comfortable with the song. You're right, because sometimes I'll hear a song, and I'll say to myself, I don't know what they're saying, but that beat sounds good. And then you hear the song about two or three more times, and then you're like dancing to it. But then when you start getting into the lyrics, you're like, wait a minute. Like the Soulja Boy record.
Mm-hmm.
That is the perfect example of subliminal seduction. When you listen to it, like you see little kids talking about Superman at home, you don't know what he's saying. But then when you listen to it, you know it's a sexual related song.
Right, exactly. And by then it's too late.
But the fact that he was a teenager when he made it and a young man, and then young people are singing that, and then they're out here disrespecting each other. You're so right. It is by design. It is programmed. And I guess the sexual transmitted diseases go along hand in hand, like you said, with it, because there's no one telling them to calm down, to cover up, and are they taking sexual education out to schools?
Right, and you know what else, though, Darlene? It's not popular. So for the masses that make money off of what we, you know, of what we do and listen to, doing the right thing is not a money maker to them. So they're not going to push a artist or a movie or a documentary or something that's doing or saying something positive. What, you know, it's easy to do wrong, but it's hard to do right. So all the stuff that's showing the negative images, they're pushing it and people are sucking it up. But when somebody comes along and they're doing the right thing, it's like, oh, that's whack. No, you're not even giving it a chance because you're so programmed to the negative.
Right.
And see, this goes back to something that the Universal Zulu Nation has been involved with for the last 5 years or so, which we call Bring Back the Balance Campaign.
Mm-hmm.
And what we're saying is, we're not saying censor nothing or anybody, because we're all artists and we're all artistic. All we're saying is balance it up. You know what I mean? If you're playing the graphic records, you know, with all the shaking of the booty and whatever, play a conscious record. You know, if you're playing 50 Cent, give me Common Sense.
Exactly. Now, I understand you are a member of the Zulu Nation. You mentioned the Zulu Nation, and I read somewhere, I believe, a couple of days ago, that there's a fundraiser going on for a building fund. Would you like to elaborate on that?
Oh, yes. Let's see. March 27th, We're doing a fundraiser for the Africa Bambaataa Multicultural Community Center. And this fundraiser is also going to be a hip-hop hieroglyphics exhibition. When we say hip-hop hieroglyphics, the common name and the media name is graffiti.
Oh, okay.
So, go ahead.
I like that. Hip-hop hieroglyphics. Now that's what's up. I like that name.
Yeah, I mean, that's what we do. I mean, we're making the walls beautiful or whatever we touch, the canvases, whatever, just like our forefathers did when they was giving information on the walls and telling stories on the wall and giving the histories of our people on the walls as hieroglyphics in the ancient times. So it's all relative. You know what I mean? So
exactly. How can one come to this event, and where is it located?
We're doing it. It's called the Melis Cinema, and it's
okay.
On 127th Street. Which, it's on Lenox Avenue between 127th and 128th. And this is in the Village of Harlem, the great Village of Harlem.
Wow, there's a lot of things going on. And so now this event, is it a movie? Is it a play?
What's going to happen, we're actually going to show a movie called Style Wars, which came out back in the early 80s, and it actually showcased and featured a lot of the hip-hop hieroglyphic artists from back in the days.
Wonderful.
And so what we're going to do after we show the screening, there's going to be a panel discussion. And producer of the movie, a gentleman named Henry Chaffant, and the featured graffiti artist, I hate that word. The featured hieroglyphics artist will be James Topp, who's an OG graffiti writer.
Right.
And another brother named Lava 1 and 2.
Wow.
And we're going to be showcasing their works. They're going to bring in their art, and then, they'll be a part of this panel discussion. And then afterwards, we're going to go down, because there's a lower level, from the theater. And there's going to be a couple of DJs spinning some music, a little meet and greet, and, we're just going to party for the rest of the night.
So how can one get tickets to this event?
You can come to the door. It's a suggested donation of $10, but we're not turning away anybody.
Wow, that's wonderful. So this is at the Melis Cinema.
Right, on 120 on Lenox Avenue between 127th and 128th Street.
And for all of you new jacks that are listening in, it is also called Malcolm X Boulevard.
yeah.
We know it as Lenox Avenue. Prior to you phoning in, we had the illustrious actress Phyllis Yvonne.
I heard that was a beautiful thing. And it's funny because I actually ran into Sister Phyllis. We were doing an event at the National Black Theater about four weeks ago, whatever it was. And I guess they were doing rehearsals for the play or whatever. And, she walked in and had the African garb on with the head wrap and just just walked in regally and, just real, she's a beautiful sister. I love the way she carried herself. And just to see her in Harlem and to do something like this and bring something like this uptown was a great feeling, and, I wish more people would do that. That's why we try to throw a lot of events uptown. We're trying to bring the people back uptown. There's nothing wrong with Harlem. They're not going to get shot. Don't believe the movies. Harlem is a beautiful place right now, and we need to get our brothers and sisters back uptown.
You are so right about Harlem being a beautiful place because as you know, there has been a new renaissance of Harlem, a new revitalization. However, the community that we once knew as Harlem is not the same anymore. Everything is corporate now, but like you said, the grassroots and the ethnic opportunities still exist, and people like you and what you're doing and what they're doing with the Take Your Wings and Soar Productions and a few other, there are a few things going on in Harlem, but they don't get the exposure.
Well, you know why? Because we have to control our own media.
Yes.
And once again, you know, this is a beautiful thing that you're doing, sister. And like I said, it's programming. If we don't take control of our own press, of our own radio, of our own television, of our own videos, then we will never get seen or heard. You know, like I said, when you're doing right, they won't show it. But
yeah,
let one of us do something wrong. If I was in handcuffs, I'd be on every channel from here.
Oh,
up and
no,
down.
Please don't even. But you are so right. You are one.
But let me give you another example. All right, tomorrow, last week got canceled, but every second Friday of the month, we do a food and clothing drive on 125th Street and Lexington Avenue, right by
really?
The Pathmark. Yes, right by the Pathmark Stupid Market.
Wait a minute. Are you serious? Because I just gave away so many clothes. First I threw them away, and then I wound up taking them to a church and giving them to homeless people. So this is a constant thing that you do?
Right. Tomorrow will be the 11th one. And like I said, the second Friday of every month, we're on 125th Street. From 1 o'clock to 6 o'clock, and we're feeding the people. It's the legacy of the Black Panther Party of the Young Lords. We're taking it back to the to the streets.
Now, is there an organization that's doing this?
It's a combination of the New Black Panther Party, the Universal Zulu Nation, the Fraternal Order of the Black Society, aka the Black Spades.
Wow.
The Malcolm X Grassroots Organization. The rural movement, and the Black Student Union from City College is also involved in this.
Wow, my alma mater.
So, you know, we bring out cooked dishes, we give away food, clothes. I mean, we literally sit there every month we've done this, we've fed at least 200 to 300 people.
Now, I'm glad that you told me about this because I have lent my services to a few organizations in regards to job readiness and helping people with resumes and stuff like that. And my clothing, what I've done is try to help females, you know, find outfits to wear. And I've hooked up with a few organizations that do this, along with Chris Rock's wife. She's doing this, where she gives people clothing to go to work, to go on interviews. And so what you're doing is great because it's local, it's accessible to all transportation, and it's in a vibrant area where there are a lot of people, because I do know that area is very busy.
Yes, ma'am.
So, I mean, what is it? Do you have, like, a truck? I mean, how are you? Is there a building?
We're right next to the Pathmark Stupid Market. There's a 99-cent store that's open there. They opened their doors to us, the Muslim brothers, and they opened their doors to us and said we can use the front of their store to set up. We set up the tables. If it rains, we set up a tent. But we bring out the hot plates, you know, the bottled waters. We set up another table. We also have a sister that comes out and does health screening, you know, blood pressure screenings and all this other stuff. And I have another sister that comes out that talks about housing issues.
Wow. So this is also this helps the store with customers as well.
Yes. And the last few times we actually had a grill out there. So we was cooking like chicken and stuff on the grill live as we were going, so they've allowed us to do this. So I have to really give it up to that store. And once again, it's right next to the Pathmark, you know, the Pathmark Stupid Market on 125th Street.
Yeah, so they be donating food to you guys. I mean, really.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Wow.
Like I said, we have to keep it grassroots. You know, the corporate suit and ties won't do it. You know, but there are some stores that have done it. I got to shout out my man Jacob, who has the new restaurant on 129th Street in Lenox Avenue, because he has donated food. as well as he has opened his doors to homeless during the holidays and fed them. So,
now,
you
said Jacob. Where is that located?
129th Street, Atlantic Avenue.
Okay.
It's a new restaurant that's styled like Manners, but it's a hell of a lot better.
It's buffet. It's like a buffet.
Yeah, you pay as you go, you know, type of thing. But the food is excellent, and the brother is giving back to the community. So shout him out.
That's important. Very good. Thank you for giving me some information on, because now and then I do like to get out. I don't always like to cook. So now you've been doing the clothing drive, the food drive. You're doing the building fund. What else are you into? You're into so, you sound like you got your hands full here.
Oh, well, you know, sister, I'm just out there trying to stay relevant. You know, I also do a radio show with Afrika Bambaataa and my other partner, Dr. Shaka Zulu, every Tuesday night from 8 p.m. to midnight. You know, we play the best of the old school R&B, funk, reggae, soca, you name it, we play it. You know what I mean?
And what station is that on?
WHCR, City College, the voice of Harlem and beyond.
Okay.
That's 90.3.
90.3 FM?
Yes, ma'am. And it's also streamed live on the net at www.whcr.org.
Very, at the same time?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you Skype at all or no?
Excuse me?
You guys don't Skype?
We actually archive the shows, and then we'll email them around to people so you know that they're out there.
Okay.
But Skype, we don't put the show on Skype per se, no.
Okay. Well, that sounds great. Well, I got to follow in your footsteps. Because Hear No Evil, we play music, but we spend a lot of time talking about issues that are relative to people and that can help save some lives and some relationships at the same time. But I want to thank you for calling in, Mr. Yoda. And once again, let the listening audience know about your upcoming event.
Okay. Well, March 27th at the Maylis Theater. It's called Hip Hop Pyroglyphics. And it's a benefit for the Afrika Bambaataa Multicultural Community Center. And this will be at the Maylis Theater once again on 127th and 128th Street on Lenox Avenue. Showtime is at 6:30. Like Sister Phyllis said, be on time. We're not doing this like the old way. We're doing it. Showtime is at 6:30. Be there. Panel discussion afterwards with some powerful speakers. Like I said, we have we're going to be showing the movie Star Wars, which is all about the original hip-hop hieroglyphic artists from the 80s and the 70s. And the actual producer of this movie, Henry Chaffont, will actually be in the house to talk about it, along with Brother James Topp and Lava 1 and 2, who are original hieroglyphic artists.
And I understand you mentioned that you're raising money for a building fund. Is that correct?
Yes. The building, like I said, it'll be called the Afrika Bambaataa Multicultural Community Center. And like I said, it, you know, like the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, we got to do for self.
And how does the listening audience contact you if they were interested in donations or if they have a space that they may want to donate? How does one contact you?
You can contact me personally, Lord Yoda X, all one word, at gmail.com.
And could you spell that for those that are not hooked on phonics?
LORDYODAX at gmail.com. And then the website to see what's going on with the building fund right now is UZN. buildingfund@blogspot.com.
Wow, you're doing big things. We wish you so much luck with all of your endeavors, and going to try to get out there to see Style Wars, and and show our support, because it's very important to give back to the community, but at the same time learn the history of.
And that's what it's about. And you know, like I heard Sister Phyllis when you said something to her about being a legend, and her answer was beautiful. And my thing is, we do have to respect our legends while they're here.
Mm.
We're losing so many pioneers of all art forms in droves in the last few years, and we don't need to keep making tribute shows. You know, I don't want to be a half-hour footnote when I pass on and make my transition to be an ancestor. You know, there's so much stuff that Yoda's doing now, and, you know, I mean, seek me out. I'm here. I'm accessible. I'm all about the people. I love the people. Don't wait until I die and say, yeah, Yoda, the Crash Crew, and you play a half-hour Crash Crew music and Boogie Boys music. No. You know, you got Afrika Bambaataa, Kool Herc, Grandmaster Flash, who are the pioneers of hip hop, and they're still walking amongst us.
Mhm. Well,
these
I love what you're doing, and we're gonna keep the information flowing. And we have one more show before your. One more show before your next event, so we will let the listening audience know about it. And we thank you for calling in.
Well, I appreciate it, my sister. Thank you for the platform, and keep up the great job you're doing.
Thanks.
And remember, Celebrity Showcase.
Oh, yeah, Celebrity Showcase. That is every Wednesday at 6:30.
Message.
Channel 56 and channel RCN on channel 83 and on the internet at the same time at MNN.org.
And
yes.
There you have it. Well, thanks again, sister. I really
matter of fact,
it.
You'll be on Celebrity Showcase next week. We will be showing Chi Chi, the rapper, a Blast from the Past show next Wednesday at 6:30. So you will probably see Zulu in the house.
Wow. Okay.
Okay. Thanks for calling in.
All right, darling. Thank you. Peace.
Thank you. Wow, you never know who's going to be calling in. Call us now. We're on the air. We'll be on for another 51 minutes. Tonight's subject was, why are you having unprotected sex? Give us a call at 347-989-0761, and I'd love to hear from you.
Straight, you talking about $1 million cash.
Right. In just 4 months. Look, we're going to take that $300,000. We're going to buy 30 keys of coke, man. The best shit in town. Rocks and lumps as big as marbles. No cut. And with the family we got set up now, we can deal 30 keys in 4 months. And then we off the street for the rest of our lives with $1 million in cash, man.
Based on a true story. I was in the game. Mad coke, fast cars. Guns up the ass. The niggas who had hearts to blast. Living life. Gambling stacks, shooting dice. I remember. I used to stash dope and write. Times changed. Now I'm into different things. Writing rhymes, enjoying the money that it brings. Still packing, smoking 20 sacks and missing the action. Sometimes I feel like dancing again. Flipping 5 keys and then be ghost. But I know the feds watching. I know the feds watching. I feel like bugging. My niggas got knocked. I can't trust nobody else on the block. But I can't shut down shop. Got to manipulate with these ducats. Jealousy lurks, but fuck it. 600 rows, tinted up, figure me out, flooded with movies like a ripped sheet, playing for keeps, banging niggas like some Harlem freaks. You thought you knew me, plans to do me, blew up in your face, conspiracy, caught a body with no case, my world shaped bones like 3 dice, sneaky as a heist, rebel against niggas for this luck life, pure to the game, no information, no names, loyalty nigga, get the keys to the fucking range, work your whole money, want to give it all to you. Sonny, a big nigga, but you sexual, playing a deadly game, long lines of cocaine, a dope connect, $500,000 in Western Union check, sitting on snow, ladies sucking me like a bobo, living with chances, understanding that I could bleed too, nobody's invulnerable, I hold weight, like a triple beam, now it's full steam for this crooked cream and crazy dream, to redeem gold and platinum, by telling my niggas what's happening, drug related, and grams is how I elevated, and fascinated by mansion yachts. Stocks and bonds down Columbia's on the coke from I was in the game.
you talking about $1 million.
I'm living every day real rough in this rotten city. Kinda stressed out cause I see what my life's about. Conspiracy, treachery, boost my mind. Marvelous murders change the world every time. Day and night, as the crack pipe light, as the last scene, ODs, doors get kicked in for keys. Papa's a memory holding dope for them Dominicans. Running like Indians, high off the angel dust. Living for the thrill, but ducking five to eternity. Got to be free, running wild, cause that's my style. Abusing chronic, moving fast like Sonic, getting filthy money. I find that shit exotic, I'm a villain stress. Fuck a vest, I stay ruthless. Hands for you, but too late to stop me. Whoa, this money got me zoning, just owning peers. I knew for years, conversating for shears. Why down in Corona peers, my mind is rough. But sometimes I wonder about time is fine. Me in the cell of a supermax, losing my mind. With no parole, no sunshine, just tough time. Every day, real rough in this rotten city. Kinda stressed out cause I see what my life's about. Conspiracy, treachery, boost my mind. Marvelous murders change the world every time. Famous hits, giving niggas cold flips. I geek by fingerprints, faces slip. In a cab, Hell's Kitchen, sellers find bodies fishing. Milk cart shows kids missing. Sharpshooters on the roof, the sick man loves the triple goose. It fit loose, crumb with loose buzz like us. Good with the wood and the chrome. City's cold, face the stone. Thugs roam, never shit at home. Together over alone, bad to the bone. Convicts move quick, some stay out of flicks. Scared of the bricks, dick order too many hits. The streets love stories, gangsters conquer for glory. My category is my predicament. Dealing with this recipe, shit in the environment. Pouring liquor, smoking stoves, while cleaning out my rascals. Making them old money with my shiesty piece. Living rough, staying tough and ambitious to the end. Thirsty, but I talk like a kingpin and study marvelous murders. Every day is a blessing, every night is a venture. I'm living every day real rough in this rotten city. Kinda stressed out cause I see what my life's about. Conspiracy, treachery, rules my mind. Marvelous murders change the world every time. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Damn, B, 9-6. Stay rough and real, B. Word up.
Yeah, that was Bone Rock, produced by Eric E. Spot Perry of Eric's E. Spot Productions. They're located in Harlem. Today, we're just dedicating everything to Harlem, all things Harlem. The next song that we're going to highlight is by Miss Cash. It's called Harlem Song. Check it out.
A provider, I'm always shiner. But I'm from Harlem, home of the gangsters, home of the thugs, home of the hustlers, home of the ghetto, home of the streets, home is the place where they've had that heat. Hustle all night and they sleep all day. Stay flying, duck the cops all day. If you pop guns or you pop rosé, if a dope boy, you make minimum wage. Only one rule, that's to get paid. Only one rule, that's to get paid.
Big chain. No Jacob Javits Hard Show, but we got our own it real low. Get the crack, get the gas, smack that bitch, get it at. Chichi, get the yayo and go poop some crack. Stop acting like we saw. Keep frontin' and be poppin' motherfuckers' heads off.
Oh, I had to listen. That song is fire. I had to play it over again. Check it out.
I can look in your eyes and see that I'm hated. And you waited, prayed I wouldn't make it. But now I'm a rider, a survivor, a provider. I'm always shiner, but I'm from Harlem. Home of the gangsters, home of the thugs, home of the hustlers, home of the ghetto, home of the streets, home is the place where they had that heat. Hustle all night and they sleep all day. They flying, duck the cops all day. If you pop guns or you pop rosé, if a dope boy, you make minimum wage. Only one rule, that's to get paid. Only one rule, that's to get paid. If a dope boy, you make minimum wage. Only one rule, that's you
watching you. All of standing up, throw your H's up, put your bottles up, squawk up that dower. You already know, I'm out.
Yeah, that was Miss Cash, Harlem song. We have another song by some Harlem Knights, produced by the legendary B-Fat, the creator of the dance and the song The Wop. This is the Meow, also known as DL2, also known as Lindsay, also known as Diamond. You know, they've had so many names. Produced by Just Music. 'Cause we in there.
My
on strong and make them come along. Come in the door, get on the floor. Hard rock, hard hitting, hip hop, hardcore. For the casualties and catastrophes and tragedies. For the suck MCs, you the strategies to get the best of me. You dirty rat MCs, whoever you may be. You need to go outside, you need to just your mind. It's all about, no doubt, just shout, cause we're turning out.
Thank you. of them. Tears and fears for my peers, they ripping. You think that it is, if not it isn't. Race for the border, my daughter could be so banging out. Cheeks rocking, beats in her teeth, and it's time for hanging out. Gather, or rather, for my circle around out loud. Just cause brothers or others could never ever rock a crowd. Is it because he's running off with the mouth? Or was he really clearly trying to play a nigga out? No, shut him down, the king with the crown. Cause all you wanna be is Dickie Down. A friend of mine asked me to say some MC rhyme, so I said this rhyme I'm about to say. The rhyme was Mecca, and then it went this way. Recollect a Mecca, mic check on a windmill skill. Mac is cats wearing Godfather hats. It's okay to parlay the forte better. Tell her my nigga need a sweater tougher than leather. Swing another Rodney King thing and I wreck. But just like the white one, I get no respect. Money stay away, cause the other niggas are fake. From Hollis to the Beacon, know your dumb ass is leaking. CL and Run DMC, so rush it. Big time way before Hammer got to touch it. Remember the faces in all types of places. Look, ma, no shoelaces. And I'm
that was my Serious Run DMC mix. I want to thank you for tuning in to blogtalkradio.com/hearnoevil, because here is where you will hear nothing but positive energy, learn about upcoming events, meet serious people in the community doing things for the community and keeping and upliftment in the community, because there's so much negativity going on that you hear about on the radio, you see on television. You never get that opportunity to hear some positive information. And I want to also thank Natalie Clark for marketing the twaz.com and twaz.org productions. Deborah Bird's directing Pekong, which is a Caribbean-style comedic play. Basically, it's a takeoff of The Dozens, and it's starring the illustrious Phyllis Yvonne Stickney, not Stinkney, Stickney, and it is playing at the National Black Theater now until March 28th. And the National Black Theater is in Manhattan in Harlem on 125th Street and 5th Avenue. And that'll be running up until March 28th. So try to get out there and support this theater company just to show the support that Harlem still has what it takes to bring in a crowd. And then on March 27th, we found out from Zulu Nation member / Crash Crew DJ / casting director of Raw Bass and Easy Rock / DJ / humanitarian / Kenny Yoda of the Maylie Cinema, which will be promoting a movie entitled Style Wars, where they promote hip-hop hieroglyphics. Many of you call it graffiti. That will be March 27th, and that is on 127th Street between 126th and 127th on Lenox Avenue, known to many of you as Malcolm X Boulevard. Also, I'd like to thank Tiffany McLean for calling in to talk about our hot topic, her and Ms. Cash gave in the female point of view on why people are having unprotected sex. And I want to thank also Kenny Yoda again for speaking on that topic from a male point of view. Listen in every Thursday at 6:30. You can always call in at 347-989-0761. I will be celebrating my birthday this weekend. As you know, I am now officially a half a century. Many of you may not believe it by looking at me, but I am. And I will be living for the weekend. And until next time, I love you for listening, and make it a safe one.
Just sit down and relax a minute. Let me tell you about it. It's Friday. Thank God it's Friday. And I just got paid. Good 12 pounds. Gonna pick up my baby. Have a little. Ain't no telling where I might end up. You might see me on the east side, the west side. I'm even going across the bridge, though. Cause I hear they really get down over there. Boy, to myself. Right now I'm a rock.